step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
All right, here we go with the Friday Minnesota goodbye, and let's dive right into the plethora of emails. We're going to start off with this one. It says, random, from Christy. Does Fallon still dabble in beekeeping? Any tips for getting started if she's retired from the bees? Was there a reason she didn't like it?
Yes. So, okay, I am retired. I gave all of my stuff to my stepfather-in-law, however you call that. And he hasn't done anything with it yet, but I hope he does. And if he does, I'll be happy to help him. I love doing it, but I did it in Minneapolis. And there's kind of like a rule in Minneapolis. You have to have like a, your neighbors basically that are close have to say, yeah, it's totally fine. They did. And then I had a new neighbor move in. She wasn't about it. And you have to have, per city requirements. I think it's like a 6-foot fence, and I have like a 4-foot fence, and I was not going to pay like $5,000 or whatever it is to get a bigger fence. So I just didn't continue with them. They didn't make it through the winter, so it was kind of an easy, like, I'm not going to do this. If they had made it through the winter, I'd already made plans with my neighbor Dave at the time to roll it over to his house because he had bees. What I recommend to everyone is go to the U of M beekeeping course. If you Google U of M beekeeping course, it's a one day. It's like a Saturday all day, like 9 to 5 or whatever course. And there are people who've done TED Talks that host this, and they are professionals. And they give you tips on where to get your gear and all the details. And then it creates this community for you so you can reach out to other beekeepers for help. So
okay,
that's
very
my
cool
recommendation.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. Yeah. It was like...
Do you miss it?
No.
No? Okay.
No, because I also got very attached to my bees. And when they didn't make it, it was actually like really, really hard because I felt like I had failed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Dave's rollerblading video and especially the festive shirt. You guys are the best. Have a great day. Thank you, Christy. Appreciate that one. There's a rollerblading video that I put on Instagram the other day of me trying to learn. Okay. I'm writing about how, Brittany says, how all the smelly stuff, candles, for example, aren't good for you. My mom, grandma, and I are chemically sensitive. They are worse than me. If they come in contact with someone wearing perfume, they can end up in the ER.
Oh, God.
I just get hives. I started making my own candles, lotion, dryer sheets, etc. I was sick of not being able to have things that smell nice. My mom and grandma are happy because they can use it, too.
That's great.
Fallon was saying it's hard to switch over, but there are plenty of items that are made with essential oils. You just need to check the ingredients. Make sure they don't have, say, fragrance or parfum. Homemade dryer sheets are cheaper and reusable. They are very simple. Cotton fabric, glass jar, vinegar, essential oils. And she gives the recipe, which I won't repeat, but you know what? Why not? Why not? Okay, I'll do it. And if somebody needs it, then email me and I will send it to you. But it's cotton fabric, glass jar, vinegar, and essential oils. Mix the vinegar in the oils, put the cloth in and wring them out so they are damp. Keep them in the jar. Throw one or two in the dryer, then you can wash them and make sure and make more when you are done.
I think that's great. I think the difficult problem for a lot of people is knowing what are legit essential oils and aren't, because you know how like every product claims they're quote unquote clean or green now, and that's just marketing placed on like labels. So I think that there are a lot of these brands or products that claim they're that,
yeah,
and they aren't really. So I think you just have to do some major research and not just grab some on an end cap that you think, you know, somewhere. So that would be my only add on. My mom found like Lent balls or something you buy.
Yep.
That you can put in it to replace dryer sheets.
Yeah, we tried those too. I mean, it's funny because dryer sheets, they say they're not necessary. I kind of like them. I've used them as long as I can remember. Yes, we are talking about dryer sheets. But they say the new generation doesn't, you know, like younger people don't use them as much. And one thing I know that they do is they make towels less absorbent because basically they coat your towels in little bits of like a little layer of plastic. So your towels are not going to be as absorbent because they're now coated in a tiny layer of plastic. This one says, I was thinking of something to bring up that's light and silly. So what's your sign? If you read it, do you think it matches your description? I'm a Taurus and I fit the description to a T. Discuss, LOL. So I pulled up description of a Scorpio. That's me. It says Scorpios are known for their loyalty and devotion and also their passion. In fact, they are known to have such intense personalities, they are often confused with vibrant fire signs. Alas, they just have deep feelings and emotions. What is your sign?
Aries.
Okay. Hold on.
Did you think that was fitting for you?
No.
Oh.
I mean, partly.
My mom Aries. Is a Scorpio, too.
They are boisterous, outgoing, go-getters, extremely masculine.
Yeah.
An Aries man's personality is not hard to decipher. They are the easiest people to understand, extremely uncomplicated. They can't twist their words. They are more action-driven. And I don't like that description because I think it's, you know, I think it's kind of silly, but we could spend all day looking for descriptions of different astrological signs. I've never been an astrology kind of a person, but I do... I remember I read something many years ago where a judge was hearing some sort of a trial on whether astrology was real, and the person who was saying it was described the judge so perfectly that the judge found in favor wow. of the astrologer.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think it's I'm not a big believer, but I'm certainly not judging anybody who believes in it. So you know, that's fine. Next one. Couple of things. The emailer yesterday didn't want to name their kid after John Wayne, and I'm like, man, but I did. My kid's name is Duke, after the cowboy, John Wayne. My husband and his dad love John Wayne. My dad's name is Wayne, and we thought about naming him Duke Wayne, but that was too much for me, so he has a different middle name. Also, I have a funny hiding from the police story. I was in college in St. Cloud. None of the rentals had closet doors because they get broken all the time. I was at a party that got busted by the cops. We all, about 15 of us from the party, ran to a bedroom to hide and hid in the closet. No doors on the closet. And the windows didn't have any window coverings. The cops were walking around the house with flashlights, shining into the window. I was like, you guys, I can literally all see you all in there. Go home. It makes me laugh whenever I think about how sneaky we were all trying to be. Ah, college. That is a great story. That's funny. You're hiding in a closet with no door and no window coverings.
We can see you.
Hello. I must start out with the obligatory longtime listener, first time writing in. I'm currently listening to the Minnesota Goodbye, and they talk about bits that they don't like. They say, I'm with you on War of the Roses, because somebody asked us, what's our favorite bits and what's our least favorite? I turn it off every time. Can we please take a break from it? I love the show, but I am over War of the Roses. But they listen on iHeart, listen to the podcast because I miss things between phone calls and Zoom meetings. Then I listen to the Minnesota Goodbye. So thank you for keeping me entertained while working from home with no one to socialize with. I started listening in 2007 when I moved to Minnesota with my husband at the time to be closer to his family. A few years later, we got a divorce and I moved back to Kansas, where I am from, but was an hour away from any friends or family, because that is where I happen to get a job. I carry my laptop before smartphones around the apartment in the mornings as I got ready so I could listen.
Aw.
It was a pretty lonely time being newly divorced, no kids, and living alone in a new town, but listening to you gave me something to look forward to. And here we are many years later, happily married with two toddlers, and I still listen religiously. That is a cool story.
Wow, yeah.
I love that you would carry your laptop around the house while you were listening. I love that. Thank you, Jenny. And I'm glad you're happy. You
Me
found
too.
Your happily ever after. I was talking to my intern, former intern, who is now, I met her the summer I moved here. And she was in the building just a little lower. Fallon's lowering the shade and still just a little bit. There you go. Perfect. Thank you. She came by the radio station. And we were catching up. I met her when she was 16. She was working at a telethon, and I was on TV, and I interviewed her, and I said, you're really good. You should be on the radio. So when she turned 18, she got an internship here at the radio station. We've been friends ever since. She was married for a while. It didn't go well. Now she is with somebody, not married, and she said, he is wonderful. He
Great.
Is the best. We've been together for 10 years. And I said, good for you. You found your happily ever after.
Yeah.
And I'm happy she did. All right, what would you do? It says, I went to the Roseville Target Wednesday night, saw a man grab an empty Target paper bag from the garbage can outside of the store. He fluffed it up and he walked into the store. Now, I've watched a few Matlock episodes in my day to realize something didn't quite seem right here. I proceeded to follow the man, stopping at end caps, as if I was interested in the 30% off Easter candy, Hawaiian buns and sunscreen, etc. He grabbed three boxes of Pokemon cards, $54.99 a box, went around the aisle and put all three boxes into his empty bag he walked in with. I kind of panicked, thinking to myself, oh, no, you didn't. Then he proceeded to head right to the exit. I followed him, waiting to run into a Target employee, but no such luck. He was 5 feet ahead of me, and it took all of me not to tackle him like Paul Blart Mall Cop. I said in my stern mom voice, hey, he is shoplifting.
Oh, dang.
The only person that heard me was a 10-year-old kid waiting in the customer service line with his mom. I informed customer service, however, by that time the guy was long gone. I couldn't believe what I had witnessed. Then it left me thinking, what if I would have or could I have stopped his actions? I was filled with guilt that I didn't do more, and it did not seem to faze the shoplifter. What would you have done if you witnessed this? Anyway, I may change careers to a detective. Have a great day. Big fan of the show. I am so disgusted by this person.
Yeah.
Just so blatantly stealing, and you know that they must do it all the time.
That is clearly an easy routine for them to just go grab a trash bag or like a Target bag and fluff it up. That is not their first rodeo.
And they're doing it to make money. They're not doing it because they need Pokemon cards.
No.
They're getting something for free. He got three of them, so he got $165 worth of Pokemon cards for free. I find that so disgusting because that's one of the reasons prices go up is because they have to cover for shoplifting. And then in certain neighborhoods, like stores will move out of certain neighborhoods because of crime and shoplifting.
Yep.
They just go, we can't do this anymore. It's unsustainable because there's so much shoplifting. And shoplifters have so many rights now. They can't get tackled. Mm-hmm. They can't get, I don't even know what you can or cannot do.
A lot of places, you obviously can't follow them out of the store. I know that.
You can't follow them out of the store?
A lot of places, no. Like, especially, there are most mall stores, you cannot follow them out of the store. You can call, like, the mall police, but then they could be long gone by then.
Yeah, long gone by then. Yeah, and so, shoplifters know it, so that's why they do it, and it sucks. I'm definitely a tough on crime kind of a person because crime affects so many people and you got to respect the law because that's what it takes to make a civilized society is obeying the law. And when people don't and they know they don't have to, that's when your civilization starts to collapse.
Yeah. I mean, to do anything different, I don't think I would have done anything different. I probably would have followed too a little bit because I would have been curious if they actually were doing what I thought. But I don't think there's anything else. The only other thing you could have done, I think, is when you already had the feeling that they were going to steal, you could have alerted someone so they could have watched them. But I wouldn't have thought of that in the moment.
I wouldn't either. Nope.
So.
Understand. That is a really interesting story. And
you shouldn't feel guilty, though.
No, I mean, no, Jen, don't feel guilty at all. Not in the least. Okay. I'm trying to pre-read this one a little bit. Lindsay says, you asked for feedback on listeners' thoughts on War of the Roses. I'm probably in the minority here, but it is the worst. I actually usually turn the channel when it comes on. What's up, Chris Carr and Company? LOL. You've shared time and time again that other radio stations copy your bits. No one else has stolen War of the Roses yet. Can they please? I don't mind at all that you don't like it.
Yeah.
Because there are just certain things. If you had a bit that everybody liked, then that would be the rarest thing ever. And War of the Roses can definitely be polarizing. I mean, some people just don't like the whole concept.
Yeah, it makes some people, it's like watching an awkward scene of a movie. A lot of people will fast forward through it because it makes them too uncomfortable.
Right.
So that, you know, it can be a little bit uncomfortable sometimes.
I love Game Day. Think Fast and Match Game are my favorites. I also love Mixtape Game, but I understand it was a ton of work for you guys to do it weekly. If you ever want to bring it back and have a guest judge, holla at your girl. Thanks for everything you do. That's from Lindsay. A couple of months ago, I said, let's do just games all day. And so we've done it a couple of three times, and we do it once a month.
Yeah.
And it is a lot of fun, just games all day. Mixtape Game, we didn't stop doing it because it was a lot of work. I think we stopped doing it just because it kind of got old and it was hard to come up with new categories.
It was just like a lot of bits other than roses that we retire for a while.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, maybe it'll come back one day. Who knows?
It might. It was a great game. It just went really long And we just got a little bored with it. And I think coming up with categories like, okay, you just won a medal in the Olympics. What's your song as you walk up to the podium? And it was the categories became more and more bizarre because we couldn't think of like categories for it. All right, next one. Hello, no name, please.
Okay, got it.
Never mind when you all do shows where you play old War of the Roses replays or do game days on the morning show, almost theme days. I was thinking one day when I get bored, was wondering if you would ever think about doing a throwback show. I've listened for about 15 years since I was in fifth grade or sixth grade, and I remember all the dumb bits and games you all did. For example, you did American Idiots, Number One, or Stun Gun. I think it was like we would say we'd play a song, did it ever make it to number one? If it you would guess, and if you didn't get it right, you'd get hit with a stun gun. I'd forgotten about that one. Chubby Bunny, get Drake to put marshmallows in his mouth, have listeners guess a phrase or movie he's saying. I'm just thinking about you all doing bits and games on the show or replaying if you have old recordings just as a throwback day, maybe even mix in older 2000s music if Rich allows it. I love the show, but I have nostalgia for those dumb bits, games, and parodies that you all used to do. That's not a bad idea.
Well, the only thing is we don't have basically any audio before 2014. It's like gone. I mean, there will be like random ones, but Jenny wasn't even our producer there at that time. So there's no cataloging of any old bits. Jenny would never be able to find anything before 2014. And Jenny still didn't even become our producer until the past 2 years. So things were not organized before then.
No, they weren't. No.
We could do the actual bits with us other than the stun gun one. I think we all agreed we're never doing stun gun bits again.
What I do have is I have a bunch of CDs, but they're all from the 90s. That's going way back. But you know what I'm going to have? If Jenny was in here, I'd say write it down, Jenny, and do a throwback day.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Okay, we got to wrap up.
All right.
And we are out of time on the Minnesota Goodbye. Thanks for all the emails. We appreciate that. Send any emails to ryanshow@kdwb.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.